Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Today we continue walking step by step through the Mass with the Liturgy of the Word. So let's begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. The Mass has kept the same basic structure through the centuries, a structure that remains unchanged even today, and it consists of two great parts that form one single act of worship. The Liturgy of the Word, which includes the gathering, the readings, the homily, and the prayers of the faithful, and then the Liturgy of the Eucharist, the presentation of the bread and wine, the consecration, and Holy Communion. The Catechism teaches that this is the very structure Jesus himself gave to us. First, at the Last Supper, and again on the day of his resurrection, when he celebrated the second Mass with the disciples on the road to Emmaus. As they walked, he opened the Scriptures to them. Then, seated at table, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. After the introductory rites comes the liturgy of the word, the readings, and the homily. On Sundays and major feast days, we have the first reading, which is usually from the Old Testament. From Easter to Pentecost, however, it comes from the Acts of the Apostles. Then we pray a psalm, and then the second reading, which is taken from the New Testament letters or the book of Revelation. On weekdays, however, the pattern is simpler. The first reading is from the Old Testament, or the Acts, or a New Testament letter, depending on the season, then a psalm, and then the gospel. Now, after each reading, the reader proclaims the word of the Lord, and we reply, thanks be to God. Because in that moment, we're saying, thank you, Lord, for speaking to me today. Then comes the high point, the gospel. The deacon or priest announces, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. And he signs the book, and we sign our forehead, lips, and heart as we respond, glory to you, O Lord. That little triple cross is an embodied prayer. May the word of God be in my mind, and on my lips, and in my heart. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. The Liturgy of the Word and the Liturgy of the Eucharist together form one single act of worship in which we are fed from both the table of the Word of God and of the body of the Lord. It's easier to see how God wants to feed his children with the Eucharist because we actually come up to receive and eat the bread of life. But we can easily miss how God also wants to feed us with his word in the readings. The prophet Ezekiel gives us a powerful image of being fed from the word of God. God said to Ezekiel, "Son of man, stand up. I'm going to speak to you." As he said these words, the Spirit came into me and made me stand up, and I heard him speaking to me. "You, son of man, listen to the words I say. Do not be a rebel. Open your mouth and eat what I'm about to give you." I looked, a hand was there, stretching out to me and holding a scroll. He unrolled it in front of me, and it was written on back and front, and he said, "Son of man, eat what is given to you. Eat this scroll, then go and speak to the house of Israel." I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat and said, "Son of man, feed and be satisfied by the scroll I'm giving you." And I ate, and it tasted sweet as honey. Now, it's easy to let our minds wander during the readings and miss the food God is offering us. But Jesus reminds us, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. If we come to the table of the Eucharist but ignore the table of the Word, we are walking away half-fed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. So many people say to me they feel like God is silent and never speaks to them. But God's chosen way to speak to us is by his words to us in the Bible. God himself is the author of sacred scripture. He inspired the human writers so that they wrote faithfully and exactly what he wanted, nothing less and nothing more. And the Catechism tells us, in sacred scripture, the Church constantly finds her nourishment and her strength, for she welcomes it not as a human word, but as what it really is, the Word of God. For in the sacred books, the Father who is in heaven comes lovingly to meet his children and talks with them. So, God created a way to speak to you every day through the Bible. And for that, all we have to do is pay attention. If we approach the readings as nothing more than an old book written by men, then we'll miss the voice of the Father. But when we receive the readings as the living Word of God, our Father speaking to us in this moment, then we begin to recognize his voice. Really, that's all we need to do when we come to the Liturgy of the Word. Just know that God is speaking to you and pay attention. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. In the readings, not only is God speaking to us, he's making the events present. The Catechism teaches that in the Liturgy of the Word, the Holy Spirit recalls to the assembly all that God has done for us. This is called the anamnesis, which means to remember. It's the opposite of amnesia. However, the Catechism goes on. The Mass not only recalls the events that saved us, but there is a unique outpouring of the Holy Spirit that makes that mystery present. Think of one scene from the Gospel or from The Chosen that moved you. Oh, how I wish I could have been there, you might think. When those events are read at Mass, the grace of the event is made present for you, like the leper being cleansed, or the call of the apostles, or the forgiveness of the woman caught in adultery. The Holy Spirit makes the grace of those events present so that what took place then can take place in us now. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I really want to invite everyone praying with us. If you want to learn your faith better, if you want to grow in your spiritual life and really learn how to grow deeper in prayer, if you want to learn how to help your loved ones come back to Christ, and if you want to be equipped to do the greatest good for souls, then I want to invite you to join our Catholic Spiritual Mentoring Program that we'll be starting our new cohort in the spring of 2026. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and just click on mentorship and come and join us.
So what did this meditation make you think about?
I've always been amazed that if a person went to Mass every day, so daily Mass and then Sunday Mass, in 3 years, you basically read the whole Bible.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's funny because I think there's a bit of a stereotype about Catholics that we don't read the Bible, but we sure do like Mass, and you can really get two for one that way.
Yeah.
But it does take consistency.
We're reading the Bible constantly at Mass.
And I think a good start is there are daily readings that walk you through it. So even if that's a day where you're like, I absolutely can't make Mass, read the Word of God.
That isn't...
Just read the daily readings. I love starting my day. I love starting my meditation with, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to read. The church is so good to us. And it gives it, you can just literally Google daily readings. It's going to know what you're talking about.
And that's actually even just to read the gospel of the day, because it's following in a progression and you're going to get the whole life of Jesus.
Even if you're going to go to Mass, honestly, read the daily readings beforehand and begin your reflections.
What I find
myself really focused on the gospel when I'm at Mass, but when I read the daily readings, I really understand the first and second readings better.
It's so true. The other thing I love doing is, you know, so often that last 30 minutes to an hour every night, we just waste.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, maybe you waste it. I spend the last 2 to 3 hours of my day just writing, and I have to force myself to sleep. But up until the moment that I am not conscious anymore, I'm just writing.
Well, for those of us mere mortals,
for you morning people,
it's easy to waste that last 30, 60, 90 minutes of the evening. But it's so powerful to, before you go to bed, read the gospel for tomorrow.
Ah.
Read it, think about it, and your mind's working on it all night while you're sleeping. You wake up, you're thinking about the gospel.
Yeah, that's true. But if you're like me and the first 30 minutes of your day, your brain is like mush and you can process almost nothing and you have the desire just to be on your phone staring at moving pictures like a Neanderthal, you can instead at least try to comprehend some gospel in the morning. It warms your brain up.
So either in the morning or in the evening, just to read the gospel of the day is so powerful, so impactful. It's a great practice. It's a good resolution. It's a good resolution for anybody. Read the gospel of the day. It takes about 1 minute.
But it's especially nice when it's read to you at Mass.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.